This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Sound induction is a great thing, especially when it comes to speakers. So if you're looking for a very small Bluetooth size speaker that you can put almost any place, I'm going to show you something real cool here. Here it comes.
Sponsored by Callisto.fm. Do you produce shows for the internet? Do you really know if anyone is watching or listening? Find out soon at Callisto.fm/beta to sign up and be the first to find out what happens after the download.
We're here with Matt at Mighty Dwarf. We're going to talk about sound induction. Tell me about it, Matt. What you got?
So we have a Bluetooth speaker that is by Mighty Dwarf called the Bluetooth. And what we're able to do is place this speaker anywhere on any surface, and it'll use the surface to create sound. And we'll just begin. So now I press here. Okay. So now the speaker is using the surface as well as projecting the sound into the air.
So pick it up the table. So you can tell there's a big change. Now go ahead and put it back down. So it's almost like you add the subwoofer. So you have a, when it's, so we don't want to get in trouble with YouTube, so let's go ahead and pause that. Very interesting. So this is a Bluetooth model. You can put it almost any place.
Correct. We have a second model that runs for a person that doesn't have a Bluetooth speaker or Bluetooth-enabled device, and it runs off a micro SD card or hardwired to their device through a standard earphone jack.
After this message, we'll write back on pricing and availability.
You know, if you're a digital content creator creating audio content or video content that you're distributing across the web, it's pretty easy to get the number of downloads that occur. What's not easy at all is to figure out how people are interacting with your content. How far into the clip do they watch? Do they rewind? Do they skip over certain parts? There's a new product that's going to be in beta test soon from a company at Callisto.fm. And if you sign up at Callisto.fm/beta, you too can be a part of that beta test. It integrates with your existing statistics measurements. It doesn't require any sort of special player, and it's going to be very, very cool. You can be a part of that test. Just go to Callisto.fm/beta, put in your email address, and make sure that you're included in the beta test for Callisto.fm.
So Matt, where can they find it? How much does it cost? I know you got a couple of models too, right?
Correct. This is going to be launched in March of 2012, and the manufacturer's suggested retail on the Bluetooth version is $120, and the manufacturer's suggested retail on the micro SD version is $100.
But you got some other products on your website as well, right? One from the year before or something like that?
That's right. The classic model is an induction speaker without the tweeter on top and not Bluetooth enabled. And that one is available currently on many websites, MSRP of around $75.
So is it mightydwarf.com?
Correct, mightydwarf.com.
Todd Cochran from Geek News Central, part of the Tech Podcast Network here at CES 2012.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.